Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Just see those sleigh bells
jingle and ring, tingle, tingle, ring, 610, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Good morning. Stories that we're following this morning, of course, the weather. We're finally going to get a break tomorrow. Looks like it's going to get up to 34 degrees on Wednesday. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on that deadly truck crash in Berlin. Holiday season. People love to give back. With the holiday season upon us, ComEd is in full swing with its 12 Days of Power campaign. In studio with us, the Senior Manager of Corporate Relations from ComEd, it is Paula Conrad. Thank you for coming in so early.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
What is the 12 Days of Power?
So all year, ComEd employees give back to the community through volunteering. We thought we'd just do something fun and different for Christmas and the holiday season. So we have 12 Days of Power. So we scheduled 12 days of volunteering over the past couple weeks with different nonprofit organizations in Northern Illinois.
This is such a great idea because people want to give back over the holidays. How do you pick the charities and the people that you help out during the holidays?
So ComEd's giving back to community organizations for the past 110 years since we were founded. Then, so these are long-term relationships for us. So our employees have relationships, and the company does. So we reach out to them and say, "How can we help?" In December, and schedule these activities, and our employees sign up in great numbers and get out there and do their best to give back.
It's such a great idea. Can you tell us some of the stuff that you've done this month?
So this past Friday and Saturday, we had a veterans focus. So a lot of employees went to Heinz and had a pizza party for some of the veterans and served pizza and just hung out with them. And then Saturday, it was a really powerful day. We had a huge group of employees go to Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery in Elwood. And this was a big effort to go out and put wreaths on all of the headstones there. So some of the pictures that came out of there, it was unbelievable of people putting holiday wreaths on every headstone.
And little things like that go a long way.
They really do.
And having pizza with the vets. I mean, that's something that you really don't think about, but that's a big deal to them.
Absolutely. Just bringing them, you know, having fun and hanging out with them. We did something similar for senior citizens at Meals on Wheels Chicago at the Levy Senior Center on the northwest side. And we serve them lunch at the senior center, and then we play bingo. And we're kind of known, we've done it for about 6 years. We bring really good prizes. But we always laugh. The first prize to go every year is a ComEd t-shirt. We take them off our backs at the end of the day after bingo. It's a hot item there.
What is it with bingo? People are so into it. It's
so
crazy.
It.
They have their little trinkets, and when they win, they scream like they've won the lottery.
It's unbelievable.
You want a t-shirt, okay?
Yeah, you want a light bulb, an LED, and it's unbelievable.
But you're in a room with people, and you win, and you have bingo, you want to scream it out.
Of course.
That's so funny. Besides donating time, you've also raised a lot of money over the past year.
We have. Our employees really give back in a big way. For our employee giving campaign, ComEd employees raised $1.2 million. And that was for local United Way agencies in Northern Illinois, as well as about 600 other local charities.
Now, say that again. $1.2 million.
That's correct.
In the last year.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Just ComEd employees.
Wow. And $57,000 on Giving Tuesday, is that right?
Yes, that's that one-day effort, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, to raise money for charity. So our employees gave $57,000 in addition to the $1.2 million.
How do you get the employees motivated for this every single year? Are they excited about it?
It is. It's just a part of the culture. I've worked at ComEd for 10 years, and I'm always blown away by how it's just ingrained in the culture at ComEd to give back. So we get it out there, and time and again, they step up.
So this happens all year long. I mean, it's just as soon as you get a job there, it's like, okay.
Right away.
What do you got?
Volunteering tomorrow.
You're a lineman for 30 years or you're there one day, you know that that's part of the culture and it's expected to give
so
back.
Cool.
I feel like ComEd's an easy target. You never hear about things like this. You don't. You always hear about, oh, the power went out in the dead of winter.
Yeah, the prices went up, our rates went up, you
right.
know, stuff like that.
I mean, this is such a great program that you guys put together that no one knows about.
Thank you for covering it. We're happy to do it.
What do you have coming up this week?
So this week, we have something really fun tomorrow. So anybody looking to go to Chicago Botanic Garden for their holiday event, and we actually have buy one, get one free offers if you go to ComEd.com. We're a sponsor of this. But we have a really neat program called ComEd Energy Force. It's the only program like it in the country. We have 22 ambassadors in this program with Down syndrome and other special needs. And they go out there to these events and they educate members of the community about energy efficiency. So they'll be at Chicago Botanic Garden tomorrow between noon and 3. Again, you can get buy one, get one free at ComEd.com and go out there and meet these ambassadors with disabilities. And they can talk to you about holiday lighting, energy efficiency tips. We train them every year, and it's just a great program. We work with Special Olympics Chicago, El Valor, Misericordia to recruit these ambassadors to get out
there. I'm just blown away by this campaign, the 12 Days of Power campaign. In studio with us, Paula Conrad from ComEd. We're going to talk about a few more things that you're doing this week.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
720 WGN, 620 in the morning. Pete McMurray and for Steve Cochran in studio with us, the Senior Manager of Corporate Relations at ComEd. It's Paula Conrad. That's a mouthful right there, your job title.
It's a lot. I'll shorten it for you.
Talking about the 12 Days of Power campaign, besides donating more than $1.2 million to local charities, your employees, they volunteered more than 20,000 hours in 2016.
That's correct.
That's commendable. It really is.
It's the best. It's
great. Besides the Botanic Gardens this week, which is happening tomorrow, what else do you have going on?
So we have, we're going to be having employees go to the Lozano Center in the city, and they're going to be giving gifts to students there. And then our last one on the 12 Days of Power is on the 23rd, we're going to be at Pacific Garden Mission. We're going to be helping residents there make clean beds, and we're going to be serving them lunch. And then yesterday we had a big group go to Misericordia to their Hearts and Flower Bakery, which is just inundated with orders during the holiday season, and they helped package cookies and get shipments out to people.
The Pacific Garden Mission, does an employee approach you and say, hey, listen, I think this would be a great charity for us to volunteer?
Yeah, that's how that happens. We have relationships at the company. We also have internally a program. It's called ComEd and Exelon Impact Leaders. So we have people that step up and say, I want all year to be organizing volunteer activities. And then they go out and find these charities. And I'm going to, you know, get my colleagues and other people to go out there with me and volunteer.
Right. What's your go-to charity? What are you passionate about?
So Misericordia. I worked at Misericordia before ComEd,
okay.
So that's the big one for me.
And how many years have you worked at ComEd?
10.
10 years. Now, did they have this program 10 years ago?
We've been giving backs for 110 years, but the 12 Days of Power, that's new. So we just wanted to bundle it and do something fun and different. But we, you know, every week we have different volunteer activities with our employees out there at ComEd.
So when you started 10 years ago and they said, hey, we'd like you to volunteer your time, did you think that it would turn into this?
It's incredible. I really can't believe how much ComEd employees give back all year. I'm blown away by it all the time.
I mean, we should all be like this. Yes.
Paula, have you seen other companies or your colleagues or counterparts at other companies contact you, reach out and say, hey, this is great. This could be a model. Is this something that you could give us some guidance on how to get going?
You know, Chicago really is, it's a different city. It's a very collaborative environment amongst the corporations. So Northern Trust, Mesero, there are a lot of companies that do great work in terms of giving back, and we all talk about the best ways to do that. Mm-hmm. I do, you said if we could all be like that, I actually do have a way you could do that, is join the ComEd Coolers team at the Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Chicago.
Okay,
Pete,
McMurray written all over.
Tim O'Malley and Tim Carey, I hear your friends do
yes,
it on ComEd.
From One for the Kids.
Yeah,
okay.
We have the biggest team at that. ComEd, we had 545 participants this year at the Polar Plunge. It's going to be March 5th, 2017. We raised about $170,000 for Special Olympics Chicago. We would love to have you join our team.
And the lake will be a lot cooler then.
Uh-huh.
I mean, warmer,
right.
I should say.
It'll melt by
March, yeah.
It's
going
to be 40s next week, Pete.
The key to the Polar Plunge, isn't it, don't wear so many clothes, because when you get out, the clothes will freeze. So
that's
you just
correct.
Jump in without a shirt, and then you put the towel on when you get out.
Easy,
right?
In and out. And we have a heated tent for the ComEd coolers. Otis Wilson from the Bears has been on our team. So we have a ton of fun. This year we have a goal of getting more than 600 people. So we're the first team in the water because we're the biggest.
Okay.
We go right back to our heated tent. We have breakfast, a DJ. It's a blast.
Do you dunk your head in the polar plunge?
I went in all the way this past year.
Really?
Yeah, I just went backwards and went all the way under. But you can go toe deep. Toe deep counts.
This, just get in the water.
This has your name all over.
I agree. This is definitely a weird outfit.
What's the date of the polar plunge?
Yeah. March 5th,
that's
first
right.
Sunday of March 2017.
Okay.
Raises more than $1 million for Special Olympics Chicago. We raised about $170,000 at ComEd for our team. We started this 6 years ago with a goal of 30 people, and this year we want to have 600.
So you know Jen Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do great work. They really do.
They're wonderful.
So if people want more information to join the Polar Plunge team, where can they go?
So they can go to Special Olympics Chicago's website.
Okay.
Or honestly, contact me for the ComEd coolers. More the merrier.
I love it. 12 Days of Power campaign. Paula Conrad, Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming
Merry
in.
Merry Christmas.
All right, it's 720 WGN. We will keep you updated on the deadly crash in Berlin and the big story in just a second. And are you fulfilled? Do you guys think about that? Are you fulfilled in your life? Do
sure.
you do an inventory of fulfillment?
Sure.
We'll talk yeah. about that at 640 this morning. Mary, are you?
Depends on the day.
Okay. Polar plunge. You ever jump in the lake when it's freezing?
No.
I have not.
No.
I have not.
And no, that, not doing it.
And we're climbing stairs that day, by the way, for the Lung
Is that Presidential Towers?
The Presidential
I'm
Towers.
In for that.
Fight
Same
for
day.
Air climb. You want to come do that?
The Lung Association.
How about that? You come climb, and then you can go over and jump in the lake.
I bet you can do both. Sure.
I'm sure you
the
can
lake
do
thing's
both.
All day.
Yeah, the lake's open.
I missed the last, was it 1 year I missed the Presidential Towers? I think it's 1 year, or has it
well,
been two?
I've done it the last, we've done it the last 2 years, right,
Oh,
Mary?
More than that. I think
well, I
I've
missed
done it about
two,
four.
A couple of years ago, 3 years ago.
I am going to miss this year, though. I will
what?
Be, I will be in Florida.
You're my co-captain.
I know. Well,
Presidential Towers, there's four towers that you climb up.
It's 180 stories.
It's tough. It's tough.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I killed
yeah,
it.
Have.
The thing is, a lot of people take time in between towers. I like to run.
That's what I do. You just
to
gotta
get it, just
yeah.
get it done.
Well, you don't want to cool off.
You don't want to think about
no.
it too much.
You want to lose your momentum.
When you think about it, you're in trouble. You got to just go.
When you go from tower
Plus,
to tower.
Patty Vasquez is like, she's zipping around
oh,
the towers.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. Is she really?
No, she
yeah.
like trains for
Oh, yeah.
I trained here at Tribune Tower 2 years ago. They let me use the stairs here.
You don't need to train. I
yeah,
mean,
you know,
really,
I like to train
you're
for everything.
You can't train for this.
I know, but yes, you can.
Oh, you just had your foot operation, though.
I did,
yeah,
so I got to train.
Get back in shape.
This will give me something. What's the date of it?
It's that Sunday, the same Sunday.
March 5th.
March 5th,
March
right?
5th. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
You can be the co-captain since I can't.
So am I on the morning team?
The team is...
Does Cochran do it? Does no, Steve...
And it to win it.
Cochran? No.
Is the team.
Doesn't Steve do one tower? Does he even
no,
show up?
No,
Andrea
no.
usually does
he,
like one tower.
He likes to be asked, but he doesn't show up.
Yes, that's his motto.
That's his thing. Mm-hmm. He wants to be asked. He'll feel bad if he's not asked about it.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back later on in the week. Did you guys do your gift exchange yet?
No, we are doing that on Friday.
Friday, gift exchange.
Santa.
I thought it was Thursday.
It got changed.
Oh. Oh, good. I have an extra day.
I noticed that things keep changing with this show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen. Makes it interesting.
I got to tell you, the greatest thing that's happened this morning is I'm going to bring all my gifts tomorrow and walk across the street and get them gift wrapped so I don't have to do it. I have to tell you, it's been waning on me for weeks just thinking about having to wrap these gifts. It's overwhelming.
Why didn't you just talk to me?
I don't
yeah,
know,
me.
Dave. It's not
I
like we're talking about wrapping gifts.
Well, such a stressful thing for
taking
you.
Taking all the pressure off you, Pete.
Wow. I mean, once I get those wrapped, I think I'm done. I think it's over.
It's never over.
I think it is. Is there anything else I'm forgetting? Stocking stuffers got a few things today. I mean,
do you have
a
to cook
few things
anything?
Yesterday.
No, you don't have to cook anything. Do you?
No. I'll go to Costco and get some pies. Take them to my sister's.
You send all your cards?
We had a problem with our cards this year.
Oh.
My wife looks great in the card. I look 320 pounds. I mailed one card out to my mother. I said, Ma, you're the only one getting this card because I look 320.
You? How could you possibly look?
It looks horrendous. I can't believe it.
So why'd you pick that picture for your card?
I wasn't paying attention. My wife just does it. We, you know, you take five pictures and she picks one of them. She picked the one where
yeah,
I look 320.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
That's all she
that
cares
job.
About, right? Well, look at how good we look. I go, you look great. Charlie looks great. The dog looks great. I look terrible. Yes. It's one of the things about the holidays. Are you fulfilled over the holidays? I mean, we're running around. Are we truly fulfilled? Are we? Are you fulfilled
you
with
content?
Your marriage? Fulfilled. I think there's a difference between fulfilled and content with family, yeah. friends, your job, charity work. Our next guest is the CEO of Metris Group, a firm that specializes in strategic performance. His book is entitled Fulfilled, Critical Choices, Work, Home, Life. It's Dr. Bill Scheinman. Doc, how are you, sir?
Good. I'm doing well. Please call me Bill.
Bill, it's a broad question that's scary to answer because it makes us take inventory of our life, doesn't it?
It sure does. And I think one of the differences in the research we've been doing on fulfillment is that it's different than happiness, where people think about what am I happy today or this week. But if they're not happy over a longer period of time, it doesn't lead to fulfillment, which is a much longer sense of peace and contentment and being all you can be.
How do we know that we're fulfilled? People are driving to work right now thinking, okay, I think I'm happy. I think I'm fulfilled. How do we know?
Yeah, I think and there's a number of kind of quick things I do in my book, Fulfilled Critical Choices, number of tests. But I think the short one is to ask yourself, you know, what are my dreams? And if have I taken time at some point to think about my vision of where I'd like to be later in life or at the end of my life? If you're a millennial, you know, it's hard to think about it like, you know, later. But if you're an Xer or a baby boomer, you know, you've got thinking about where you want to be at the end of your life, what you'd like to accomplish. And the question is, where are you today on that journey? How would you assess your path on a 1 to 10 scale?
One of the things that a boss early in my career told me, he sat me down, he said, okay, here's where you are. Where do you want to be? And put a straight line in between, okay?
Yep.
And that's how you get there. I'm a visual guy. I try to write everything down throughout my life, but you're right. You got to write down where you want to be. And a lot of people don't do that.
One of the funny things, Steve, that we found in the research with these in-depth interviews with people was visual was important. And not, first of all, it was a lot of people had a fuzzy vision, and they really didn't clarify what that's going to be. You know, if I had a bucket list, what does that really look like? And the other part was very few people had drawn a map. Only 20% of the people we found highly fulfilled, but they typically had a map of what it looked like. Where am I on that path, that line you just drew between where I am today and where I'd like to be?
Well, how do they get there? I mean, we all have a map in our head. A lot of people don't write it down, but how do we get there?
I think, by the way, writing it down and visualization is really important. People don't do it, and then it ends up staying fuzzy. I think it's kind of important to identify what are the drivers, what things would I be doing today, this week, this month, if I were investing in where I want to be 10 years out or at the end of my life. So, you know, taking that college course at night, perhaps, is important because you eventually see yourself getting a law degree or you see yourself becoming a master in a particular hobby. It's taking that time to do it. And I think one of the things we found is that when people sit down and actually map out their time for a week and what they do, they found an enormous amount of time that really is not focused on what they'd really like to be or do in the future.
That's really interesting that you say that because we have nutritionists on the radio from time to time and they say, you know, for a week, write down everything you eat. But think about that for a second. Have you ever written down what you do?
And you know, we all have the same amount of time. It's 24 hours. And you know what? A good part of that is sleep. So of that remaining time, you know, how much are we using productively?
That's so true. I mean, how much are we using productively? We're talking with Bill Scheinman. The name of the book is called Fulfilled Critical Choices, Work, Home, Life. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran this week. We're talking to the author of Fulfilled Critical Choices, Work, Home, Life, Dr. Bill Scheinman on the phone with us. We're talking about being fulfilled. Write things down, especially your dreams. We wanted to talk about being fulfilled during the holidays. We give back because people want to be fulfilled during the holidays. Is that right, Bill?
It is. And I think, you know, in the book, we found 10 major ways in which those 20% of people are really fulfilled that the other 80% could use. And giving back is one of them. It's an area where people volunteer and do things. If you're a company, It's thinking about how do you give back to your employees at a time like this. It's thanking them or recognizing them for things they've done in the past year, celebrating, you know, successes, and also celebrating the employees or the families of the employees who work for your organization. On the personal level, volunteerism is I think one of the best ways to do it. I happen to sit in a group in New York called Rosie's Theater Kids a couple of years ago and watch these kids who had been pulled out of very difficult family homes, abused families, drugs, all kinds of problems. And they got into this program through volunteers who got them into theater, to singing and to dancing. And if you ever want to see anything to turn your heart, it's looking at these kids with smiles and the hope and talking to them afterward about the chance that they could do something in life, that they see a future. I think that giving back, enabling others to become fulfilled, is really an important part.
You think you have problems? Yeah, you volunteer for one of those organizations and you'll figure out real fast that you don't have many problems, do you?
Exactly.
You talk about it's important to celebrate even the down times in your book.
Yes. I think that the 95% of people that we interviewed in depth had down times. These were often successful people who, in many other ways, to outsiders would have looked like successful people that didn't have setbacks. But almost everyone, they were divorces, they were failed jobs, or being let go in the middle of what they thought was going to be some success at work. They had health problems. This opening story in my book talks about a woman with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And the thing that made the difference is people who had support networks for these. They built the biggest ones were having a mentor in life, having someone who you could go to that at times knew how to kick you in the butt, at times knew how to get you out of a funk.
Right.
And back on the path. And then having an extended network. When you're out of a job, it's not the time to start building your network. You need to be doing it every day.
That is so true. Bill Scheinman on the phone with those fulfilled critical choices, work, home, life. I call it my board. I have my board members that if I'm down, I will call certain people to help me get out of the funk. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. It's having those close friends. You know, so one thing to have, you know, 10,000 Facebook friends. It's another, who would bail you out of jail on Tuesday night if you needed it?
Who can you call at 2 o'clock in the morning?
There you go.
That's the person
exactly.
That you can count on. Give me some other examples of being fulfilled besides charity work around the holidays.
I think another important one is being able to share time with people. I think one of the things that gets squeezed today is not enough time. We're too busy for this, too busy for that. It's carving out some meaningful time with people to celebrate. And it's so important to other people that they realize that in many ways time might be a more scarce commodity for some people than money is, and time means a lot. So it's one way, you know, to begin giving back around the holidays. And for companies, you know, they have to be careful not to just give out the annual turkey or here's my perfunctory, you know, holiday gift card. I think it needs to be meaningful. And one of the things we found is that whether it's the big boss at work or it's immediate manager, pick something out that's meaningful for people, that makes a difference, because people can see through something that you ask the assistant to go purchase a gift card as opposed to, hey, you know, they really know it's me and it did something personal.
Right.
So I think it's really important.
I mean, you say this stuff out loud and it seems so easy, but we don't do it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Exactly. We get caught up in habit.
We sure do. One of the things that we do at the McMurray House is you got to have family time. And I attribute that to my mother because she gets, I have 11 siblings and she tries to get the entire family together at least once a quarter, usually 3 times a year we get together. And I've carried that over to my family. I only have one kid, but it's family time. And we make sure that we get together because that gives me fulfillment. And I hope it gives my family fulfillment too.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that happens in my family, I'm coming into Chicago, actually. I live in New Jersey since I took work out here, but I grew up in Chicago and coming in later in the week, and I have some extended family. And, you know, we've made it a point every year, and I know how difficult it is for some of the members with their kids and with programs to find 2 hours to get together as a group to reinforce that family and friendship that we've had over the years. Because if you don't do it, it just drifts.
Right. Absolutely. And people make fun of me that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I like to go to Peoria and hang out with my old high school buddies. But that's a thing, and that gives me fulfillment, and it keeps those relationships alive.
It does. It does. And it would be so easy not to do it.
I love it. Bill, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in near north side of Chicago, and then many years in Park Ridge.
Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
And I went to high school at a school that no longer exists called St. George in Evansville, Illinois. It's, I think, now the parking lot of St. Francis Hospital, or was at the time that I think they closed the school 3 years after I graduated. And then I was going to school undergraduate at IIT.
Got it. All right. Fulfilled is the name of the book, Critical Choices, Work, Home, Life, Bill Scheiman. Bill, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time in Chicago.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, buddy. It's 6:55. The latest news on the Berlin truck crash. How does it affect us here in Chicago? Dave Schwann will have details coming up after 7 o'clock at 720 WGN.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Hey, Adam Hall.
Hi. Can you give us any insight into the plan for Thursday?
Not really.
What can you tell us about Bear Jones, and is he ready if he needs to be?
Ready for what?
I'm a season ticket holder for the Chicago Bears, North End Zone, Section 251. I am so frustrated with this team. We'll talk to Adam Hogue in a second. He's brought to you by?
By C.J. Wilson Mazda.
All right. Adam,
you're going to be out there Saturday?
I will not be out there on Saturday. Adam, I was listening on Sunday to the postgame show because I love when Hamp gets all worked up. And you were on the phone and you were talking to Cobbs. It was a very calm conversation. And then Hamp jumped in. And then I swear OB started screaming into the phone. I thought he was going to have a heart attack.
I was wondering if OB was okay.
Wow.
He was sort of just silent for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you could kind of just like hear him in the background. I worry about those guys sometimes. And I hope that I can calm them down a little bit. But sometimes often the answers I get from the locker room are not the ones they want to hear anyway. So it doesn't always work.
Has John Fox given up on this team?
I don't think so. I know
it sure looks like it from my point of view.
Well, I think from maybe a talent standpoint, they probably reached a point midway through the year, especially once they had so many guys on IR, where I think reality probably struck them. I do think that this whole thing has turned into a bigger project than they thought. I do think that's true. I mean, when they came in, I think they were expecting to have more pieces than they really did. And for instance, Kyle Fuller, the 2014 first round pick who was drafted just 9 months before these guys got here, he's been a tremendous bust.
Yeah.
And that was probably a guy that they thought that, okay, well, at least we have this first round pick that we're inheriting. And then also they had Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton. Those were the first three picks from 2014 that they probably thought could all be players. None of them are really players. So the cupboard was really empty for them, and I think it's been probably frustrating. And I know fans don't want to hear this, but to see them fight back from 17 points down and negative wind chills, I think says that at least the team hasn't quit.
I don't want them to win any more games. This season's a wash. There's no reason to win. Let's lose on Saturday, lose in Minnesota, and just end the agony. How many guys are on the IR? 18?
Yeah, we're up to 18 now yesterday with Eddie Royal's addition.
What a bust he was. He barely played last year. I think, what did he play, one game this year? Caught four passes?
Nine games in 2 years?
Jeez. I could do that.
He played nine games each of the two seasons, but was really not on the field enough for that to even really feel like nine games each of those two seasons. And he's owed $5 million next year. None of it's guaranteed. He's probably out the door. And he'll probably go down as as one of Ryan Pace's worst free agent signings here in the first two seasons.
I mean, I get frustrated because I actually give money to the Chicago Bears, unlike a lot of people here. Does anybody give money in the studio?
A lot
here?
Of people give money not directly to the Bears.
I give money to the Bears as a season ticket holder, and I get so frustrated with what they put out on the field. Because you look at this team, you see 18 guys on the IR. You see Ryan Pace signing an Eddie Royal. Who are our playmakers? Who's our playmakers on the team?
Well, that's really what they lack, Pete. And I think, I mean, you're sitting there in the stands. You realize this. That's why they lose that game on Sunday to the Packers, because they don't have the guys who, in the clutch moment, is going to go make that, going to score that touchdown. You're down there at the 3-yard line. And what happens? Logan Paulson commits a holding penalty. I mean, Logan Paulson probably shouldn't be in the NFL.
Who is that? Logan Paulson.
He's the guy who, the only time you hear his name is when something bad's happened.
Well, I know who he is, but why is
Zach
he playing
Miller's,
for the Bears?
If Zach Miller's healthy, he's not playing, right, Adam?
He's not playing as much.
That's not as much.
Yeah, and so... And then what happens? You have Jordy Nelson on the other end. He's a playmaker, and he's going up against a rookie named Craven LeBlanc. And you have Aaron Rodgers. He's a playmaker. And on the other side, you have Matt Barkley for the Bears, who's learning, but he hasn't been in that situation before to realize that on third down, the Packers only had 10 guys on the field. Snap the ball. Snap the ball. Get the playoff and find your – I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is in that situation – a goal to go to win the game, and there's only 10 Bears on the field, he's snapping the ball, and there's a 99% chance of scoring the game when he touched down there, right? So this is the difference between a team that has playmakers and a team that doesn't.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you watched Washington and Carolina last night, the Bears will have receivers open all day on Saturday against Washington. I mean, they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they and unfortunately, Pete, that I kind of have a feeling the Bears are going to win.
I hope not.
There you go.
I know.
Let's just end this season.
So, where do they stand now as far as draft order, Adam?
Well, they're number four.
Mm-hmm.
And they could still hold on to that even with another loss. I think they would have the tiebreaker over the Jets, who are sitting at 4 losses at this point. So,
who was our number 7 pick last year? I can't even remember. The wide receiver from West Virginia,
Kevin White.
Kevin White.
How
did
he do this season?
He broke his leg again.
Yeah, broke his leg again.
Oh, he has more broken legs than touchdowns.
He's
so
done
far in his first 2 years.
Is he done?
You know,
it's fair to say.
Here's the thing: you had Marquise Wilson break his foot for the third straight time in 2 years.
I can't have this conversation anymore.
I know,
this is rough stuff. Adam, I love you. Merry Christmas, man.
Guys, Merry Christmas.
Say it.
All right, take it easy. All right, Adam Hogue. Adam's a great guy.
Brought to you by CJ Wilson Mazda.
I can't talk about the Bears anymore. It's just so frustrating. I want the season just to be over, and we all focus on the Blackhawks. Coming up, bottom of the hour, the big story, of course, we're following the truck crash. 12 were killed as a driver rammed a truck into a crowded Christmas market in central Berlin. Dave Schwann will have details coming up at 7:30. We have an authentic Indian head painting to give away from artbeatlive.com. Elliot Fromm will be in studio in just a second. 312-981-7200. Let's get 5 people on the line and try to give away this authentic Indian head painting from Art Beat Live.
Yeah! I love it.
720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve will be back later on in the week. It is 722 in studio with us. You can check out his work at artbeatlive.com. It is painter Elliot Fromm. It is great to see you. Thank you for coming in. How are you, brother?
Good morning. Where'd Dave go? Voice of the Wildcat.
Dave, he had to run to the bathroom right now. People know that you're the Indian head guy.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
When did you start painting this, the Indian head, the Blackhawks Indian head?
It was the first I started painting it. My first painting of the Blackhawks Indian head was at a charity event at CD&Me. December of 2009.
Okay.
It was the first time I painted it. The next time was, I think, at another charity event, and then I did the playoff bash right here at WGN 2010.
I remember that, and that's when everything took off for you, isn't it?
Rocky Wirtz invited me to perform at the first playoff game that
right.
year. And he's standing 10 feet behind me at the stadium while I'm performing, and I'm sweating bullets because I'm going to mess this thing up. Totally messed it up, I think. But it was fantastic.
That's the great thing with your paintings. Even if you mess it up, it's not messed up.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, and if people have never seen you, you play the music, you start painting with your hands, a brush, and it's upside down, and then the music kicks in and you flip it over.
Yeah. Not every painting, you know. Next year is going to mark 10 years that I've been doing performance painting. So over the last 4 or 5 years, we kind of stared away from the whole upside down gimmick and kind of created like a really awesome painting.
Right.
You know, the Blackhawks painting, yeah, we turn it upside down. It's just one of those kind of things. But
well, that's the whole thing, man. That's the payoff. When you turn it around,
payoff.
People
yeah.
figure
it's
it out.
All of a sudden, people realize what it is. Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea Dagger cool kicks moment. In when
oh,
you're
nothing
playing
beats
the
Hawks painting. Yeah.
God, it's just great. I've been out to your studio in Arlington Heights, and you do everything from the Cubs to portraits to everything.
Everything.
How do you decide on something? The Cubs win the World Series, you suddenly walk in your studio and just start painting?
I had to do one. I was in Iowa that night that they won the World Series. I came home on
what
Thursday.
What a place to be.
Yeah, I know.
I was in Cedar Rapids.
I was in some place in Iowa performing for MDA. I do their muscle team tour. I go to about 10 cities.
Okay.
Perform for MDA. And, yeah. I was out in Iowa. It was like the room was down. There was like 300 people in the room. We were watching the game all night long. And then it's like 5 people left, and we're watching them win. Which was like, was it midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, it was late
yeah.
because of the rain delay.
Yeah, God, I get back Thursday, and I had like an hour to kill in the studio. And I'm like, I got to do a Cubs painting, you know. And I just whipped that one out that I gave to you that you auctioned off at your charity.
Right. Yeah. I got to say that you do so much charity work. And you donate so many things that a lot of people don't know about. I mean, you're one of those guys that you're so Chicago. You really are.
Yeah, it's I use the power of art with the power of giving back. This year, after all these years painting, we've reached, I think, $3.75 million giving back. And wow. I'm sure next year, after my 10-year anniversary, we'll hit $4 million no matter what.
And you have such a great story. We went to Bradley University together.
Yep.
And you were, what, a graphic designer?
I was a graphic designer.
And then the recession hit.
Recession hit. Jumping job to job back from 2001, 2003. And then I remember in 2006, I had no job. From September to December, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to collect unemployment. And I put a 5-year game plan together, get another job in 2007, start Artbeat Live, and that's what happened. So summer of 2017 will be the 10-year anniversary that I started Artbeat Life.
We had a guy on last hour talking about dreams and fulfillment. That was his name of his book. Mm-hmm. It's called Fulfillment. And he said, write it down. Write down your dreams. And you did that.
I have in my kitchen on the bulletin board. Do you remember back, I don't know how long ago, The Secret?
Of course.
Okay. So I have the piece of paper that has a check. And what do you want to make a year? And you write it down. And I have, I want to be a full-time artist and I want to make $12,000 for the year.
Keep your expectations low.
And now,
I only
God love it, I make
grand.
$12,000 a painting sometimes. So, you know, it's amazing. Yeah.
I've been to charity auctions. I went to the Lurie's thing where your paintings go for big money, man.
That's fun, yeah.
It's big, big money. And what do you have going on this holiday season? Do you have anything going on?
I am chilling. I'm going to relax for the next couple of weeks. I'm finishing up a couple of paintings. And
okay.
I'm trying to, you know, artists evolve. So next year, I do own a gallery, and my partner and my wife, we also own a yoga studio, so that's Bright Blue Sage Yoga out in Buffalo Grove. Anyways,
you got Mary's attention when you mentioned yoga right there.
It's a great yoga studio. It's a boutique yoga studio out in Buffalo Grove.
Boutique yoga studio?
Yeah, it's really small.
With
and
clothes, too.
No clothes, no.
Well, boutique, what do you mean?
Well, very small,
small.
And intimate.
It's not like a franchise.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
Studio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But that's a great thing. So I have a lifetime membership for yoga.
Yeah.
But I'm going to use the power of art, power of giving back. And next year, I think for 9 months at the gallery, each month I'm going to pick 1 to 2 charities, create a limited edition painting for them that we're going to sell on social media and host an event at the gallery.
Okay.
So they can make the money off the limited edition prints and make money off the paintings that I sell in the studio. And I think I'm going to, music has been a big part of my life. I'm an alternative guy from the 80s. And REM and U2 have just been, you know, my music too. that I listen to, my go-to.
Right.
So I think I'm going to create a series of paintings on Facebook Live that will feature an album from each one. So I'm going to throw an album on, Facebook Live it, create the paintings, and then have that opening at my gallery of those paintings created.
Think about the Joshua Tree, how much money that would go for.
Well, I'm not going to do those, but the music will be influenced with my paintings and whatever subject matter it comes into. I don't know.
So we have a painting to give away today in Indian Head.
Yep.
By the way, you can check out Elliot's website, artbeatlive.com. You have everything on there. You look good.
And I've never watched a hockey game until I first performed for the Hawks.
What?
Is that right?
Yes. I was never a hockey fan. And I've been performing for them for 7 years. I've only watched two hockey games in the 7 years. Because I've always been at the stadium performing.
And you're running around.
And I'm running around. Right. And I had the last hockey game I watched was last April. Because I did a painting for Dan McElman, who was a referee that we gave to him.
You perform at the United Center. Game, right? Then people want to see you and they want to take pictures. It's like Cornelissen trying to walk through the crowd. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of painting are we giving away? How big?
Giving the Indian Head. I think a 3-foot by 4-foot. And they have to come to my studio on Thursday or Friday in Buffalo Grove to pick it up.
Okay. We are going to give this away. Let's talk to Candace first. Candace?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, the way that we're going to give this away, you have 10 seconds to name 5 current Blackhawk players. Are you ready? We're going to start.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go.
Patrick Kane, Corey Crawford, Darlene, Jonathan Taves. Panarin.
Oh, she got it with 10 seconds. Whoa. She barely got that, didn't she, Mary? Wow, that's good stuff.
She knew we were pressed for time, so she thought
she made it.
You made it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who are you going to give this to?
Myself.
And you live where? In Chicago Ridge?
I live in Chicago Ridge.
All right. Not bad. All right, Candace, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. She got the painting right there. Took her.
It's going to be a little bit of a drive up to your studio, but
it's all right.
We're well worth it.
Yeah.
Especially Elliot, for a gift for yourself.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Well, thank you.
It's good to see you. What's the website for the yoga studio?
BrightBlueSageYoga.com.
And ArtBeatLive.com. Will you come back when you start doing the stuff in the new year?
Oh, yeah.
You're always welcome here at WGN.
WGN, I love it.
Can you paint and do yoga at the same time?
I will try that.
And then put that on Facebook and we can watch.
That'll be a new one, yeah.
Elliot Fromm. All right, coming up next, it is the big story. We'll give you an update on the deadly truck crash in Berlin. It is 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
742, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week. Something we do well in Chicago is give back, especially with our military. A person that I met years ago that exemplifies helping people more than anyone I know is David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse, Ocean Cut, and The Local. Thank you for coming in. And you brought a guest with you today from the USO. It's Allison Rubel, the CEO of USO Illinois.
Good morning, Pete. How are you, buddy?
You're unbelievable. When I started back here at WGN probably a month ago, you called me right away and said, hey, I got a great idea for the holidays.
Well, I mean, who hasn't seen the Facebook videos of the military person coming home to their family that's not supposed to be there, surprises the family, and it's a special day.
Right. Yes.
So I always had a dream of doing that, so we're going to start doing it annually. I have a father-in-law who's former military. He's a Legion of Merit Award winner, so we wanted to honor him and do that. His name is Michael Donahue.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. And Allison, we've all heard of the USO. What exactly does the USO do?
Absolutely. Well, good morning. Great to be here, and thanks to you and David. The USO is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 1941, so we're 75 years old, and our mission has been the same since day one, which is to connect service members and their families to the things they love the most, family, home, and country, throughout their time of service. Whether they're deploying, whether they're reporting to boot camp, we're taking care of their families, we're taking care of them overseas. And it's the community that we bring together to do that, folks like what David's doing today.
Well, you think USO, you think Bob Hope.
Yes. Well, those are our beginnings, you know, that legacy, that you know, in those days, you reached out by taking entertainment overseas, live shows. Now, of course, you know, we have ways to email and to send other, you know, we still do entertainment, but we do so much more.
So David Flom calls me up and says, hey, I have this idea. I want to do this. And does he call you right away? Is that what happened, David?
Yeah, so she has a great person working for her named Jessica Dolan. And so I contacted her and said, hey, can we get this done? And she said, let me call up to Great Lakes. Let's keep it close. Let's keep it local. And so we've selected a Marine that serves up there. And pretty cool. His commanding officer was very excited about it. They worked out the details of getting him off all of the time that he had to was scheduled to work and all of that stuff. And the other guys helped him get through that. And we actually sent him down to his home in Texas on Sunday. And so he's been down there since this past Sunday.
And we have him on the phone right now. Is Lance Corporal Dahl on the phone with us? Corporal, how are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. Yourself?
You're in Texas. What part of Texas?
The Fort Hood area.
Fort Hood. Okay. When your commanding officer approached you about going home for the holidays, what was your first reaction?
I was pretty excited. I mean, I'm really never that lucky, but I finally got the chance to get home.
And when he told you that David Flom from Chicago Cut Steakhouse wanted to send you home, what was your first reaction?
I was shocked that someone who I'd never really met before was willing to do something this nice and generous for me, really.
Well, how long have you been up here in Chicago, the Chicago area?
I got stationed in North Chicago in February.
Okay. Well, this is what Chicago is all about, Chicagoans. We give back and we help people. That's what we do.
I'm glad to hear that. I always appreciate when the community is willing to help us out.
So, Allison, how does this work? So David contacts you, and you talk to the commanding officer. And
absolutely. So, you know, David contacted us. We reached out to Lance Corporal Dahl's superior and worked out the details with him. And, you know, as a USO, we're that go-between the military and civilian community. So it was really wonderful for us and a great opportunity for us to help our service members.
Can you give them your background and your military that you served, Lance Corporal, so they can hear a little bit about that?
Absolutely. My background, I was an Army brat, moved all around, so I was used to it, so I decided to enlist. And then once I did, I went to boot camp in San Diego. From there, MCT, of course, like every other Marine. Then I got sent to 29 Palms to get trained up in my job. Once I graduated, I got sent to maintenance for 29 Palms, and I got my Humvee license right away. And from there, I started training other Marines on how to drive Humvees and other students as well. After that, I got a 7-ton license, and I went on field operations with explosive ordnance disposal, supported other units by carrying any kind of cargo or troops they needed out there.
Jeez.
And from there, I mean, it was just a lot of instructing others, supporting field ops. And February this year, I got sent to Great Lakes to where it's training reservists. It's been an adventure.
It sounds like it, man.
And how often do you get to go home in a normal year?
Really, I haven't been home since I was PCSing. I stopped by, but for any kind of holiday, it's been quite a few years.
Wow, and you got the chance this year. And you said you were an Army brat. Your mother or father served?
My father did.
Your father did? And where did he serve?
Yes, sir. We got stationed all over the South, Fort Bragg, Fort Benning, okay. Fort Hood, Fort Polk.
Wow. Well, congratulations, my friend, and make sure you enjoy Christmas. How long do you have off?
I have to fly back to Chicago on the 29th.
I'm sorry, what was that? I missed that.
29th. I fly back into Chicago on the 29th.
Got it. Okay. Well, Lance Corporal, congratulations and Merry Christmas, okay?
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you too. And thank you very much, Mr. Flom.
You're very welcome. Come down and see me have a steak with your buddies one day.
Have a steak with your buddies one day.
Jump on that train. It comes right by me.
Steak the size of your lung. I mean, this is what it's all about, right, Allison?
Absolutely.
This is it.
It is. And, you know, our service members, I mean, Lance Corporal Dahl is a perfect example. Duty is first, before family. Mm-hmm. You know, before. That's what our service members are doing right now around the world, here in our own community. You know, they're showing up. They're standing watch. And, you know, it's really important for our community to come together through the USO, which is what David has done so well, and it's our honor to be that connector.
We had a story earlier about Notre Dame where they brought another serviceman home, right?
Yeah, it was last night.
Okay.
One of the Notre Dame players, I don't know if you saw the video,
it was fantastic.
Matt Farrell, who's a player for the Fighting Irish after the game, they showed a video on the board of his brother, who's in the Army in Afghanistan, sending a holiday message. And then after the video played, in walks his brother. And it was just a priceless
moment. Yeah, those are the goosebump moments.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, we really think it's important, especially now, for our country to come together, let our service members know they're appreciated, right? That message of thanks goes a long way, because no matter what, they are there for us. They are there to serve. And so it's our honor to do that.
If people want to give to the USO, what's the website?
USOofIllinois.org. Just Google USO of Illinois. We're on Facebook as well. I think we have a CrowdRise page you can give through there as well. But we have a donate button on our
homepage. Now, does that money stay in the state?
Absolutely. All stays local. We serve over 330,000 service members every year through five facilities and hundreds of programs right here in Illinois.
I love that you hate attention and you came in studio and we made you do this. I love it. David Flom, just wanted to, you didn't even want to come in the studio today. You give back so much to this community. People don't even know about. I love it. I do. And when you came up with this idea, I'm like, I'm all for it. This is what it's all about, especially around the holidays.
Yeah, no, it's great. Listen, if you have some money and you need to give it out for tax reasons or you want to do something special about it, this is a great organization. It's what this country's founded on, and we should support it as much as we can.
Allison Rubel, CEO of USO Illinois, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And David Flom from Chicago Cut, Ocean Cut, and The Local. I love you.
I love you, Pete.
That's nice.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Thanks again to the USO, Allison Rubel, David Flom from Chicago Cut. They're going to fly a serviceman home every single year. He's paying tribute to his father-in-law, Michael Donahue. That's great stuff right there, man.
It's terrific. We probably also should have mentioned the USO. USO Illinois does a lot with the Chicago Blackhawks.
They do. Absolutely, they do. You're right. So, have you guys seen the story that women are better doctors than men?
No, but I'm going to look
Women
it up
are
real
better
quick.
Doctors than men. Do we have women doctors?
Do you mean bedside manner type of things?
Do you have a woman doctor?
I do. My gynecologist.
Okay, besides your gynie?
My dentist. Does that count?
Dave?
I don't currently have a doctor who's a woman. I have been treated by women.
Dave's thinking about it. How about you, Pete?
When this story came out yesterday, I started thinking, I have so many doctors because, you know, I had foot surgery, I had knee surgery.
Yeah, your iodine problem.
The iodine problem. I do have a female doctor. She's a blood doctor at Northwestern, Dr. Melinda Ring. She's off the charts fantastic. She's one of my favorites. And when I heard the story, I thought, okay, I can kind of see that. But a month after patients were hospitalized, there was a small but significant difference in the likelihood that they were alive or had to be remitted to the hospital, depending on the gender of their doctor. Most patients, if they were treated by a woman, they would leave the hospital. Treated by a man, not so much.
They get an infection or what? They're stuck there. That's interesting. Why are they saying why? I mean, it's just...
Women are more likely to adhere to clinical guidelines and counsel patients on preventive care. They are more, they are better communicators than men.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is true.
Does the patient know that, though?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, maybe that they're communicate differently, but there's probably exceptions to every rule there.
Well, and another thing, there's more women doctors now than there were before. So
yes,
now there
is.
There's more to survey, you know.
Think about that the next time you go to the doctor. Think about that.
Yes.
Women doctors are better than male doctors. Dave, maybe it's time to switch over.
I just want the best doctor, honestly. It's like, that's, gender does not enter into the equation for me.
We will talk to Dean after the top of the hour. Sing is a new movie opening tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing that with my son, Charlie. Dean's going to talk about that. Also, Chicago police have stepped up security downtown because of the Berlin truck crash. Dave Schwann will have more details coming up next. It's 720 WGN.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world.
Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey.
8:11, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week. The 8 o'clock hour is driven by Wintrust Community Banks. Let's talk to Dean Richards from WGN-TV, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Tell me Pearl Jam and Journey got in.
Well, we can tell you that Journey got in. That's where they were the leading vote getter for fans. Fans got a vote. They get to vote one group in, and Pearl Jam, yes, also did make the list this year.
Yes.
Pearl Jam, Journey, the Electric Light Orchestra.
What? ELO it. Made it?
ELO finally makes
well,
it in.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Jeff Lynne and ELO.
I like the ELO. I've always enjoyed the ELO.
I like the ELO.
I used to enjoy back in the day, I believe I may still have my ELO 8-track. And I do still have an 8-track player in my museum of outdated technology that I have in my house, of stuff that I bought that was like valid for about a year before something better came out. And I used to dig the separation of stereo with ELO songs.
Isn't that great? I mean, you're listening to Don't Bring Me Down, and all of a sudden in the middle of the song, it'll switch to track number 3.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yes. Switch channels was great.
That's what it's all about.
But, you know, when it went like left channel, right channel, especially if I had my gigantic headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
I dug that with my Blacklight poster, with my Don Quixote Blacklight poster.
Everything was so big back in the day.
It was great when you were sitting in a car and you could hear it from one end to the other with the stereo, and then all of a sudden, that was weird.
Farm out, man.
Yeah. You got a booster in your car, even louder. God, that's what it's all about, man.
All right, so who else made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Joan Baez, controversial choice.
Okay.
Definitely influenced rock and roll. Most people think of her as a folk singer.
Right.
But she made it in, I think, and deservedly so. And Tupac Shakur. Some people will say hip-hop and rap is not rock and roll. I completely disagree with that. And I think, extremely valid to get in.
Well, they shouldn't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It just should be the Music Hall of Fame.
Should be a different name.
Folk singers in there now.
Madonna's in there.
Should be a different, completely different name for it now.
Right.
Also, third time nominated, the group Yes.
Oh!
Finally makes it into the Rock
and
Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, finally made it in. That's great. So you got Journey, Pearl Jam, and Yes. You got four bands. ELO, four rock bands in there.
Yeah, it's definitely a rock and roll year. That said, hello Bon Jovi. Can we get Bon Jovi into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Have they been nominated?
They have been nominated. They're not in.
What?
Come on.
They're not in.
Come on.
Duran Duran. Hello.
Has it been 25? It's 25 years, right?
Yeah, easily 20.
Oh, it's been more than that.
Easily 25.
When they were on MTV all the time.
Yeah. I think Chic. Now Rogers is going to get like a...
Wait a second. Chic is the Freak Out song? Aw, Freak Out.
Yeah, exactly. That's good time. It's rock and roll. That's rock and roll the way God intended it to be.
What's the other song besides Freak Out that Chic did? They don't deserve to be in there. They're a one-hit wonder.
No, they're not. They're not one-hit wonders. No, they've had several hits.
You got that on the 8-track, too?
I got to look them up because I want your love. I want your love. Remember that one?
The Dean Richards Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Good times.
I do.
Baseball cut. Is that it? Baseball cut? It's good. They were in the disco era.
Right.
I'm a disco
I can't
fan.
Believe Bon Jovi.
I am a disco fan.
I guess it's been 30 years, right? 1986,
yeah,
Slippery When Wet?
You got to have 25
years. A runaway?
Got to be around for 25 years to be eligible. So all of these are,
this is why
should be in. How about Chaka Khan? I'm pushing for all the Chicago singers now. Cause
she's not in there?
I've been nagging about the group Chicago and Cheap Trick forever. And finally,
I love that Cheap Trick in Chicago got in last year.
So now I'm pushing. I want to see a Chaka Khan. What other Chicago groups?
How about REO? Are they in there?
REO is not. Styx, REO.
And Styx. Yes. How great would it be if Dennis DeYoung and Styx reunited on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's the thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because Journey has had a different lead singer for years. So is Steve Perry going to show up and sing with the band?
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, not with the band. So they'll save that for next year. Okay.
Let's hope.
But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I watch it start to finish every single year. I'd love to go
one year.
I would like
in
to
Brooklyn.
Go to the event. I watched it start to finish last year because of Chicago and Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm.
That you got to have a lot of patience to.
Well,
that is a long show.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know why they don't run it live and then replay it on HBO, because it's, what, sometime mid-April, and HBO shows it like the second week in May.
Yeah, the actual event will be April the 7th, and then I guess because they cut out a lot of the boring parts.
I understand that, but how long does it take to edit?
Well, that's true. Because they could,
I mean, a month?
They pretty much could do it the next day if they wanted to.
You got people.
You know, it's HBO. They don't do editing like everyone else. It's HBO. They do it the HBO way.
I don't know what that means.
It takes
okay.
a long time. It's very quality centric. Not the way you and I would edit.
ELO, Journey, Pearl Jam, Tupac, Yes, Joan Baez.
Correct.
That's a great class,
I think,
right?
It's
there.
It's a good list.
Yeah.
It's a good list. I'm very happy with that. I can't remember, did Kiss finally make
yes.
the Hall of Fame or
yep.
not? Did they?
A few years ago.
Okay.
I watched that. Absolutely I did, because what's his name? Who's the guitarist that came back? They all had separate speeches. Yes. It'll come to me in a second.
What's a group? Ace Frehley?
Yes, Ace Frehley. Thank you.
Can't believe I remember that.
How does Dean Richards pull out an Ace Frehley this morning and I can't?
Remember that. And I couldn't remember a single Chic song, but I remember that.
Out of all the years being on TV, I'm sure you've met Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, I did meet him one time, yeah.
Okay, great guy. He's all about Chicago. I'm so happy for him.
Very, very pleasant. That's going to be nice.
How about this? The Cubs win the World Series for him, and he's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's a good year for him.
It's there's something going on in the universe.
It is. Well, Dean, hold on. What else do we... Can we talk about Sing?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I saw the movie Sing last night.
Okay, I'm going to see it tomorrow. Hold that thought.
You'll be calling his name. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor, Channel 972.
Talking to Dean Richards this morning. Just went through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Joan Baez, ELO, Journey, Pearl Jam, Tupac, and Yes made it in. This is for selfish purposes. Sing, the animated movie, opens up tomorrow. I'm going to go see it with my son Charlie, who's 11. How is it?
I love when I give personal movie reviews for Pete. Everybody else has to wait for the movie reviews till this weekend.
I feel like the trailers are on TV nonstop.
They are, and I'm afraid that's going to make people think that this is not a fantastic movie. I had so much fun watching this movie last
night.
I loved this movie. It's a story about a group of the whole town is nothing but animals, which I love. I love talking animals, and especially I love singing animals. It reminds me of the old Warner Brothers cartoons. And there's one little koala bear who owns an old old theater, and he's trying to figure out something that would be a smash hit in his old theater that nobody goes to. So he puts together kind of a singing competition, kind of like an American Idol or voice competition, and different animals compete to be in this show. And I don't want to, give away the nuances of what the characters do, but lots of them compete, lots of things go wrong. But in between, there are so many laughs and such good musical performances.
Great.
You will walk out of this theater with a big smile on your face and singing along with the songs. I'm going to predict this is going to be the number one movie for the Christmas weekend.
Love it. Going to see it tomorrow, matinee.
There are seven movies that are opening. Most of them are kind of heavy dramas. The Oscar movies pretty much are coming up. But this is one the whole family can go to. I think your son is going to enjoy it. Younger, I think this is kind of an all-ages movie, because the songs are Taylor Swift songs and Stevie Wonder songs, and there's a little bit of everything in the story. And it's really funny on top of it. So
with the animated movies nowadays, they have jokes for adults.
True. Yeah, there is a level of humor for the adults. There is the obligatory flatulence humor, because if you do an animated movie, you can actually get arrested if you don't have flatulence humor.
It makes me laugh.
In your animated humor.
Uh-huh.
There is one obligatory flatulence scene that's in the movie. But it's fun. It's not predictable. It's very different from most animated movies that we get. It's nicely done. The animation is really, really nicely done. So I'm not reviewing this until Friday, when I will give it a Dean's List A.
Wow.
Going to give it an A.
Fantastic, Dean.
I really, really liked it.
Love it. All right, what's going on with Dick Van Dyke? We're going to see him?
I love this. Dick Van Dyke is going to be in this new Mary Poppins movie that they are going to start filming in London next month. He, of course, was Bert the Chimney Sweep in the original from 1964. It's being remade with Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda in the lead roles now. But if you remember, when Dick Van Dyke was in town last August, we went to Danville, Illinois, actually, and had a fantastic interview with him. By far, of all the A-listers that I talked to this year, my number one favorite interview of the year, talking with Dick Van Dyke. I brought up this new Mary Poppins movie to him, and he didn't think that a remake was a good idea, and said he wasn't especially interested. Here's a little clip from the interview.
You know, I'm a little, I don't know about that.
A little iffy about
it. No Walt, no Sherman Brothers to write the, your sequels have a way of not being. I said, tell him Bert's dead.
Nice. Tell him Bert's dead. But
that was a great interview. I loved it because he was so with it, and he can still move.
Oh, he's
old is he? 90?
He just turned 91 the other day.
Wow.
Just turned 91 years old. And he was out there, you know, the kids from Danville High School, they brought a recreation of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car out. And that's so he's driving down the driveway in this Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car. And the kids from, like, the high school choir, the Danville choir, are singing, oh, you, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, chitty, chitty, bang. You know, they're singing songs, Dick Van Dyke songs. He stands up in the car and is singing along and dancing along. He hops out of the car, 90 years old at the time, is dancing and hopping along. He's so full of energy, so nice, so down to earth, so wonderful. I'm going to be filling in for Steve tomorrow morning. We're going to replay the full Dick Van Dyke interview. By far my favorite A-list interview of the year. But the good news is that he is going to be in this remake that is called Mary Poppins Returns that won't be out until December of 2018. So we're going to have to wait a little while, but I'm glad he's going to be in it.
That's old Hollywood right there. He can act, he can sing, he can dance.
He still has his chops. He could easily... still do a big song and dance number.
And Zsa Zsa's husband has to move out of the mansion.
This is kind of cold. She passes away.
Get out.
On Sunday. Mm-hmm. She passed away on Sunday. He has to be out of the house in 30 days. Apparently, in 2013, Zsa Zsa sold the mansion with what is called a life estate clause, meaning that the buyer allowed her to live in the mansion until she passed away. Once that happened, house has to be vacated.
See you later.
In 30 days. Sorry, Frederick Prince Van Alt. You got to find someplace else to live right now.
Did she have any money?
Have a castle or something he can go to?
Sounds like when you got a name like that, it seems like you got to have a castle with a moat.
I think he got all his money from her.
I don't know the financials of that. I've heard that Zsa Zsa kept her money separate. You know, with nine husbands, you'll learn a thing or two along the way.
Right.
About how you do your estate planning. But very interesting, this home, which reportedly went for $15 million when she sold it, was also the former home of Elvis Presley and Howard Hughes. So this house has got...
It's got a lot of history.
Got a little bit of mojo on it, yeah.
So you're in tomorrow from 6 to 10.
I'll be there
for Steve.
Not only are we going to replay my Dick Van Dyke interview, but I've been traveling like crazy for the last several weeks talking to the stars of all of these Christmas movies. I'm going to give you an early preview on the Christmas movies, early reviews. I'm going to share some of the interviews of those, including one of my favorite interviews that I've done the last couple of weeks, Kevin Costner and Jim Parsons, Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. They are in a new movie called Hidden Figures about the space program in the 1960s and some of the unsung heroes of that era.
I love Kevin Costner, and he loves this city, man.
He does.
He loves Chicago.
He loves Chicago. He does. That's true.
Dean, I'm on at 10 o'clock tomorrow, so I'll see you tomorrow.
What, you're on after me tomorrow?
I am. 10 to noon.
That's interesting.
What do you mean?
That's interesting. That you could have done. You could have done. I'm happy to do the morning show, but you could have done the morning show.
They just tell me what to do, and I show up.
And
now.
I could have slept late.
We can flip flop if you want. Let me know.
I'm fine. I still get to sleep late when I do that show anyway, compared to when I normally wake up for TV, Eddie. So.
Oh yeah, you're right. Thanks, Dean.
I do have to get dressed up tomorrow because we're on CLTV.
On TV. You have to wear a nice shirt.
No more Speedo days doing the morning show. Darn it.
Thank you, Dean.
See ya.
See, he dragged it in the dirt towards the end. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks. Police in Chicago have stepped up security at Chris Kindle Market in Daly Plaza because of the Berlin bombings. Dave Schwann with the big story coming up next on 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That is a great Christmas tune by Darlene Love. You know that voice anywhere. Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Do you guys Christmas carol? Go Christmas caroling? That was a family tradition in the McMurray house.
It was?
We would Christmas carol. My sister used to do it every single year. We'd drive out to Naperville and Christmas carol in her neighborhood. And then she would have a big party afterwards. My sister Mary.
Good voices?
No, not at all.
Do you still do it?
We did last year. I'm saying it now, and I'm thinking Mary didn't have her party this year. I don't know why.
So all the neighbors closed their doors.
You have so many nieces and nephews, you know, they play instruments, so you get a band to go with you, and you do Christmas carols, and everybody goes back to Mary and Paul's house and have some fun.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, but we didn't do it this year.
My mother used to sing, and she, in her later years, my folks would spend the winters down in Florida, and she would do a little Christmas concert out by the pool in the evening, and for the neighbors, and
that's awesome.
It was with she had a combo she worked with, a guy played the keyboard.
Combo.
Well, I don't know what you call them, but she had her accompanist.
A little combo.
Yeah,
the keyboard guy.
Yeah, but so that was kind of cool. We'd all sing along.
Have you guys seen the Cochran Show Christmas list?
No. I didn't know there was one
of songs. The Cochran Show Christmas song list.
Well, we weren't invited to get on
Yeah,
the list.
Apparently. We weren't asked for our opinion.
I thought you guys put this together.
No.
Oh, is this of songs we like and dislike?
I guess
Unless
so.
It's
I
was maybe from past years.
We did talk about it real quickly once.
Well, Steve sent me a list of 29 songs that he wanted prior to Christmas.
And we've played 29.
And I think he's played two of them. Downloaded.
How does he forget the greatest Christmas song of all time?
Which is?
Well, can you guess? What do you think it is?
According to you.
Bruce Springsteen's number two for me. Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay.
It always makes me smile.
And that made the list.
Yes.
Burl Ives, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Burl Ives. Mike, I don't see Burl Ives on the list.
It's got to be, what, White Christmas?
Run DMC is on this list.
No.
Steve sent you this? Okay. Tony Bennett, Lady Gaga, Winter Wonderland. That's a great tune. U2 is on there. Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? Mary, what's your favorite?
Holy cow.
Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Sandberg, Little Drummer Boy.
That was the creepiest music video.
Is mine on there? Is my favorite? Feliz Navidad?
Feliz Navidad by
Jose Feliciano. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Who sings it?
Jose Feliciano, right?
Mary
Tuss.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Could you turn our mic off, please?
Thank you.
How about Silent Night by Stevie Nicks? That's my favorite.
It's not on there.
Steve said he liked it.
It's not on the list. Man. It's not. The greatest Christmas song of all time, Andy Williams, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Mike, hit it! How do you not smile when you hear that?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I mean, come on. Everybody's happy. You think of people walking down Michigan Avenue with bags, everybody's smiling, right? Are you two in the Christmas spirit?
I am. I just.
You don't like Andy Williams?
I did.
Happiest season of all.
Just wonderful. Steve's got Dan Fogelberg on this list, the Eagles, Louis Armstrong. Is That You, Santa Claus?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm not familiar with that song. Andy Williams. Can we put Andy Williams in the rotation when Steve comes back later on in the week?
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Does nobody like the Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas?
Oh, you have to.
Not
that's
on the list.
That's the best one.
Oh, look, speaking of Christmas carolers.
Oh, look at this. Here they come.
They're coming in the studio.
Yes.
Here's our...
And anyone who sings O Holy Night is... you can't ruin O Holy Night. Kelly Clarkson's O Holy Night.
I need a little more upbeat. I like upbeat.
Well, the
Mariah Carey.
Night, you know?
Did you see James Corden from The Late Show, the compilation last week that was all over Facebook of Mariah Carey and all the stars doing that song? I'll post that on Facebook.
I did see it, but I didn't listen to it. I'll post mine.
You post yours.
Jeez. Wow. There's a lot of bah humbugs in here.
No, we're not.
Not at all.
Okay.
We just like different songs, and that's why it's fun to listen to the Christmas, you know.
No, that sounds good, actually.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas. Did that put you in a good mood?
Oh,
it
sure.
is a classic.
Sure.
Have you seen the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the other night.
Was it now White Christmas or Holiday Inn? Does he sing White Christmas in White Christmas?
No, you know what? You're right.
Because my mother made us watch this growing up. He doesn't sing White Christmas and White Christmas. He sings White
Holiday
Christmas
Inn.
And Holiday Inn.
Which is the movie with the girl with the waist about a size 2.
That's White Christmas.
Yes. She's got that tiny little waist.
I saw it for the first time at the Music Box on Friday. Yeah. She's... I can't think of her name in real life.
Is Holiday Inn with
Can't
Danny
Kaye?
Yeah. Yes, with
and
Danny
Kaye. And that was what was on the other
Danny
night.
Danny Kaye's girlfriend.
I was watching that the other night.
I watched
Don't
that movie 72 times growing up. My mother, every Christmas, she loved that movie.
That's a great movie.
Loves it. But White Christmas, I'm sorry, Andy Williams, The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Mike, please put that on the list. 312-981-7200. We have... DVDs to give away. Before we do traffic, we have DVDs to give away. The 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs DVD. You can get the new combo pack containing a DVD and Blu-ray that includes all the highlights from the entire series. And don't forget, the complete 8-disc collector's box set is also available. That includes all all 7 games in their entirety. So you can watch the entire World Series on DVD. Relive every exciting moment from the Chicago Cubs championship season. Let's do caller number 7 at 312-981-7200. All right. Here's Bing Crosby. This is for you, Dave Innitt.
Just like the one.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week for the gift exchange from the morning show. In studio with us is the Hersey Choir, and Sarah Michael is the choir director. Sarah, thanks for coming in. Can you get close to the microphone? How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Everyone's in costume today.
Yes.
Do you want to describe this for people listening right now?
Well, we have 21 of our 24 singers with us, and they're dressed in costume from the Dickens time period. So we call ourselves the Charles Dickens Carolers.
Have you been singing throughout the Christmas season?
Yes.
Where have you been singing?
We go throughout the community. We go to nursing homes. We go to...
God, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. And we go... one of our most recent ones is we just sing around the school on the last 3 periods of the day. They let us come to classrooms and sing for the students, which is...
So if you're in the choir at a Hersey High School, you can skip your last 3 classes.
Exactly.
Yeah, now you're talking. I like it. When does school end?
We're done.
You're done?
Yeah, we ended on Friday.
So you guys came out here and there's no school today, so you had to wake up early. I thought you were missing school. Bummer. And what's the prerequisite to be in the choir?
So for this group in particular, this is our top ensemble at Hersey. So it's also our chamber singers. So the students audition. They're sophomore through seniors, and they auditioned the previous school year. So they auditioned in like around like March, April-ish.
Okay.
And then if they make the group, they have a callback, and they have to prepare a piece of music in 24 hours, and they sing in small groups because we'll split this group in half and go out and carol as well. So, like, today we're going to be over by Macy's and relieve some of the Salvation Army bell ringers.
That's awesome.
And so we split in half, and half of the group will go and go by one group of... like over by Macy's, and the other half will go by Old Navy is where they have another bell ringer. So
where do you get the costumes? Do you have them at school?
We have them made. Okay. So some of them are have been around for like 17 years, and then some of them are newer. So we our funds that we get through honorariums go towards basically sustaining the group.
How do I get a Willy Wonka top hat like the guy in the back row? I love it.
He might let you wear one if
okay.
you want during the,
I like it. That's
during
nice.
The show.
And Dave, any celebrities graduated from Hersey High School come to
the,
mind?
The only one I can think mm-hmm. of, and I guess you use the term celebrity loosely,
yeah.
would be our own Kevin Powell.
Anybody remember Kevin Powell? Anybody? No?
We've met him
heads.
From being here.
Oh,
yeah.
really?
But Marley Matlin. Marley Matlin is a Hersey grad.
Oh, okay.
She's from Arlington Heights?
Yep, she is.
She's a legit celebrity.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So you're going to do some songs for us today.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. What's the first song you're going to do?
Carolyn Caroling.
Carolyn Caroling. Hersey
no.
High School.
Oh, no. Here We Come a Caroling. I'm sorry. We're okay. starting with Here We Come a Caroling.
Got it. Whenever you're ready.
Here we come a caroling, in snow so white and clean. We've come to sing our songs to you as plainly can be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you
a happy new year.
We earn our daily bread, that there's that bread. Love and joy come to you, and to you glad Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you
a happy new year.
God bless the master of this house, likewise the mistress too, and all the little children that round the table go. To you and to you glad Christmas too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
That is outstanding. Wow, and they brought Echo with them too.
First good text girl. Out, these kids are good.
Wow. More with the Hersey Choir coming up at 720 WGN.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings to you wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings for Christmas. And a happy new year.
720 WGN, that is just fantastic. It sounds like a CD. In studio with us is the Hersey Choir from Arlington Heights. Sarah Michael, the choir director, is here. You're going to be doing some songs until 10 o'clock. We're live on CLTV. Don't turn around and wave to the TV. You got to wave to the camera right over here, guys. Okay? And school is out. They're doing this. They woke up early today to come downtown. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
There's some wonderful charities in Chicago that step up during the holidays. Toy Box Connection is located in Orland Park. They provide toys for thousands of kids. Let's welcome in the founder and director. It is Michelle Maxia. Michelle, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
Tell me about what you guys do.
So Toy Box Connection, in essence, is we're jumper cables. So we're a charity where we collect gently used toys from all around, from as far as people are willing to bring to us. We sort them, we box them, and we share them with all other children's charities, who in turn put them directly into the hands of children. So as a jumper cable, we take from the live battery those who have toys that no longer use them,
okay.
and we connect them to the children who probably before us would never have a chance at enjoying the toys that many children enjoy.
This seems like
9 years doing it.
It seems like a no-brainer, Michelle.
Well, it was before we came along, but there was no jumper cables before us, truly. So we have filled a need in the community, and especially at this time. Sometimes people don't have the money to give, you know, for other charities. We give them an opportunity to use what they have and bring joy to a child. And it's the greatest recycling event in toys that this country has seen in a long time, I believe.
You talk about how you're the jumper cable. How did you jump into this 9 years ago?
Well, I retired from the police department. My kids went back to school, and I was trying to figure out what to do. I had my children's toys and was bringing them to one of the other nonprofits that kind of sell toys, thinking that people who can't afford them would get them. And as I was ready to walk them in, I watched a woman walk out with bags of toys, and I said, "See how wonderful?" And then I watched her get into a Lexus. And I went, "No, she can afford toys. I need these to go somewhere else." So I was willing to drive them to the battered women's shelters. I was willing to drive them, you know, wherever they needed to be. These places said, though, "We can't take them. We don't have the space. You have all girl toys. We have all boys." And I said, "So how do you get toys?" And they said, "We share with other nonprofits." I said, "So there's no other nonprofit out there that can give you toys?" And the woman said, "The day that there is, they'll never give us enough."
Really?
So I answered the call. Absolutely.
So how did you start? Did you start collecting toys from people in your neighborhood, at your church?
Unfortunately, I let the moms at school know that this was a thought. And as I showed up in the parking lot at school, they kept showing up with toys. And I said, whoa, this is just an idea. And they said, "Oh, no, this is not an idea. This is a call." And so my garage filled quickly. My husband lost his garage space, and I just started moving forward in the process. And after a year, we became an official nonprofit. We now have our third warehouse space, which is 9,000 square feet of space. We've connected over 1.5 million toys in our 9 years, and we continue to grow. As long as people take time to bring us their toys, we know where the need is, and we will continue to fill the need. We're 100% volunteer force. I have not collected a penny as a director since this inception, and it's never been about the money. It's been about the kids.
God bless you for that. That's unbelievable.
It has.
9 years ago, you come up with this idea, and of course, the mothers all band together. They start collecting toys, and you went from a garage in Orland Park to a 9,000 square foot facility.
Absolutely. We have a website, too, www.toyboxconnection.com, so people can see the places that we give to. There's some pictures up there. There's times that they can drop off. And I want to let you know, we do this all year. We're not a Christmas charity. These kids have birthdays. We do cancer camps, burn camps, foster camps, autistic camps. We're serving the children community, child community, the entire year. So need has no season, my friend, and we're there for the long haul.
So people are listening right now. How can they help? What can they do?
Go right to the website, www.toyboxconnection.com. All the needs are up there, all the things we're short of, all the volunteer opportunities. It's a facet of information. The website will give them everything they need, including a phone number to call and ask any questions.
Can you tell us what you're short of right now? Does anything come to
Absolutely.
Mind?
Absolutely. Teens, 100%. We always fall short of teens. Everybody remembers the little kids, but the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old, they're kind of the lost, you know, the lost entity for
right.
us.
So, well, what do you get a teenager now?
Oh, please. Girls, lotion from Bath and Body Works type thing, makeup, you know, nail polish. Boys, I tell you what, right now everybody's a Cub fan, so you can't go wrong bringing us Cub shirts, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like basketballs, sports equipment, anything of that nature. Gift cards, especially gift cards. We're doing a gift card drive, giving them an opportunity to go get what they really want themselves. So, again, if anybody is in the generous mood and still looking for some place to give, gift cards to us are really would be a miracle.
I'm wondering what teens want for Christmas. I have teens in from Hersey High School. The entire choir is here. How many are here?
Okay.
21. We got 21 teenagers in the studio. I can ask these guys here.
Good. Ask them, please. Ask them if they'd like a gift card.
Would you like a gift card? Everybody's shaking their head. How about a Cubs t-shirt? That's easy. Oh, yeah. How easy is it right now? You go to Jewel, you see the Cubs gear right when you walk in the door to buy one
Thank
of those.
You.
Do you drop it off somewhere? Do you ship it? What do you do with it?
They can drop it. They can ship it. Whatever is convenient for them, there's many opportunities. Don't let getting it to us be any excuse. Where there's a will, there's a way. There's mailboxes. You can drop it at our facility. We have a drop box outside our door for all hours. So there's only the willingness to do it is the lacking point right now.
Well, you sound like a tough woman. If you put your mind to it, you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
I love that.
It's the kids. It's kids. How hard is it? I mean, how do you not want to make a difference in a child's life? Of all the things going on in this world, to be able to make a difference, how could you not want to?
Michelle,
our future, my friend.
That's why people just don't know how to help. They want to help. That's why we have people like you on the radio so they can help. What is your phone number?
Thank you. 708-691-2715.
2715, and they can go to toyboxconnection.com. All the information's right there. Michelle, Merry Christmas. Yes. It's called Toy Box Connection. Thank you so much.
Yes. You have a blessed day, my friend. Thank you for having me.
You too. What a fantastic cause that is. Wow.
That's great.
Toys, T-shirts, gift cards, anything. And she does this year-round. She started it 9 years ago in her garage. Fantastic. It is 9:17. We're live on CLTV and WGN Radio and the Hersey Choir. We'll sing some more tunes coming up next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, the Hersey High School Choir in studio with us. Sarah Michael, the choir director. Where can people see you guys today? Where are you going to be?
So today we're going to a safe haven, and that's a private performance. It's a great organization that looks when people are, you know, homeless and having trouble. It looks at the causation of it, and it gives them opportunity to solve that problem. It gives them education and puts them in touch with people who can help them through that. So we're going to be there after we're here. And then we're going to be over by State Street. We're going to go to by Macy's and Old Navy. And the Gap are right over there, and we're going to be helping mm-hmm. the Salvation Army have some time off so they can get their bell ringers just a break, and then we'll be at the Bean and Chris Kindle Market, and
that's why
just
everybody's
all
layered
town.
Up, and they're in full costume today. Yes. I do want to mention that the Hersey High School
these
choir.
Kids all have their leggings on.
Oh yeah,
underneath.
They're layered up like they're going to a bear game. Do they understand how happy they make people just by singing?
I think so, because I think if you talk to most of these students, we have a pretty great choral program. We have a lot of opportunities for the students.
Okay.
But I think if you talk to them about what their favorite memories are, most of their favorite memories are equated with this group.
Sure.
And I think that the difference with this group is that you have an intimacy and a connection with an audience that you don't get to have with every other choral experience that you have. And most people are familiar with this music that they're hearing.
Well, of course.
So,
right.
And this time of year just, I think, brings that out in everyone, that we want to do good for each other and help each other out. So
when you sing for the elderly, their faces just light up, don't they?
Oh.
They love it.
And they sing along with us, which I think is something that's so great. A lot of times we go to the places where we're in Alzheimer's patients who have difficulty recalling things, but they start singing songs and they're singing along with the students.
Right.
So that's another one of our favorite places that we go. We go to the Lutheran Home over in Arlington Heights, and that's a day that we enjoy as well. So
do we do warm-ups on the way downtown to WGN?
We did it this morning at about 6:35 just to make sure that our voices were somewhat awake, because we normally don't sing this early.
What time did everybody wake up this morning?
I was up like at 5-ish. I don't know how early they have to get. About 5.
You got teenagers up at 5 a.m.? How'd mm-hmm. you do that?
Because it's the day with Dickens. This is I know it
deal.
Sounds so silly.
The day with Dickens.
We call it our day with Dickens, and this is just one of those days where we like to go out and perform and give back to the community and you know, spread our holiday message. Spread love is what our hashtag is that we've been using for
I love
this
it.
Season. So.
Well, we're live on CLTV and WGN Radio. Are you guys ready to do a song? Be some TV and radio stars? Okay. What song are we going to do, Sarah?
We're going to do a medley of Rudolph the Reindeer and Frosty the Snowman.
Okay. The Hersey High School Choir from Red Arlington Heights. Whenever you're ready.
Say it glows. All of the other rain. Bye. Used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Oh, then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head,
he began to dance around.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he did laugh and play just the same as you and me. And he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Look at Frosty go, thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow. Look at Frosty go.
Nice. Yeah. Fantastic. Hersey High School Choir in studio with us. That is so impressive. Everybody smiles when they sing, Sarah.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? You make sure? Does that help in singing?
I think so. I don't know how you can't, you know, when you're...
Especially Christmas songs.
Yeah. And normally when we sing the song, you're all the little kids. I think it brings out the kid in all of us, actually.
Sure.
You know? I think when you're listening, you can't help but smile.
Oh, yeah, especially with Frosty. And listen to the doo-wop guys in the back.
I was thinking, I wrote a note to myself, I could be a doo-wop guy.
You could.
I could do that.
You
I could
totally
rock
could
that
do
top
that,
hat. I could actually do that.
Well, and we're down two bases today, so if you want to join us,
oh,
you know.
Hey.
You know, I got a
Come
thing.
On.
You don't want me in the choir, trust me. I can rock it out singing by myself in the car, but in the choir, no.
Oh, that's the thing that we talk about, you know. Kids come into choir and they're like, "But I can't sing." Well, that's my job. That's you know, you don't walk into math class knowing how to do math. That's what we do, is we work on teaching kids how to sing so they can do this and they can hopefully one day achieve being in a group like this.
Mary, maybe you can relate. 12 years of Catholic school. If you can't remember the lyrics, you sing Peas and Carrots, right? Is it Peas and Carrots?
Yeah.
Peas and Carrots, if you can't remember. Just so you're moving your lips. Peas and Carrots.
They're a lot younger than we are.
No, I know the Peas and Carrots.
Okay, I'm glad somebody knows Peas and Carrots.
I'm more of your generation.
We're live on CLTV and WGN Radio. It's 927 at 720 WGN.
Joyous all together, fa la 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 la. Heedless of the wind and weather, fa la 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 la. Fa la la la.
Nice. Hersey High School Choir in studio with us. That is just wonderful. It sounds like a CD, doesn't it? We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. We welcome in Orion Samuelson, who's in studio with us. First of all, it's great to see you. I never get to see you. I love it.
Well, I know, because I do a lot of my work from the studio in Huntley.
Right.
So, but it's good to see you, and a Merry Christmas to everyone.
I thought of you when I was in Peoria over Thanksgiving. I ran into the former Secretary of Transportation, Ray LaHood.
Oh, did you really?
I did, yes.
He's doing well, I hope.
He's doing well, yes, he is. Former cabinet member, you just go around and consult.
That's
what happens.
Yeah,
that's what it works.
True. Yeah. Well, I am here for the Christmas Secret Santa, but I think there needs to be an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
If you think hacking in Russia was serious, the thing that happened this year. Last year, I got Dave Ennett's name.
Okay.
This year, I got Dave Ennett's name.
Oh, really?
You did?
Oh. Yes.
You weren't supposed to get the same person.
I
you
had no
told
idea.
Us.
You get a gift today.
Well, my day just got better.
How about
yeah,
that?
Right. But
uh-oh.
You know what we had happen, Dave.
Oh.
The folks at Morca's Chocolate.
Wait a second.
My chocolate-covered kale again?
Chocolate-covered kale.
Cut it out. Okay. Is that for real?
It was
chocolate-covered kale.
Oh, I love it. Oh, because I'm going to share this with...
Orion, I'm convinced.
With us.
If you put chocolate on anything, it's going to taste great.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, they're so nice. They're so nice there at Morca's Chocolates.
Well, they like you, Dave. So they like you.
Do they sell a lot of that, Orion?
I think just to us.
Oh, yes. Just once a year, just
but
to us.
After hearing about it this morning, who knows? They may be selling it to people.
Oh, it smells delicious. that... Can everybody see the chocolate-covered kale?
Wow. That looks great.
Thanks, Bigel.
See, kids, you can grow up to be loving chocolate-covered kale.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of kale.
Because I want to share with the group.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
Pete, since you're in the host chair.
Chocolate-covered kale, okay?
It's actually not too bad.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Oh, there's a big piece of kale.
There it is right there.
Take home.
They took the kale and just threw it in a box and put chocolate on it. You sure you didn't make this at home?
No, we did not make it at home.
Okay.
Because I do not allow kale in the house.
It's kind of smushy.
I hope it doesn't affect their singing voice.
Oh, it looks a little like seaweed.
No.
Is that the Secret Santa gift?
Well, there's one more, too.
All right, Dave, can we get back to opening your gifts? Maybe let them pass the kale.
Dave is passing around the kale right now. Okay.
Okay. Wow, this is great. Big O, I had no idea that...
Did you arrange that? I mean, so you could get chocolate-covered kale? That's why I said there should be an investigation.
Was this a thing that happened last year? You had him last year?
Yeah, got his name last year and got it again this year. So...
Where does kale come from? Where is it farmed?
Wherever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like lettuce.
In the state? Do they do that here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the garnish. It used to be garnish.
Why is kale so big now?
Ask Dave.
GMO.
It's superfood.
I know, but suddenly in the last 4 years, I want to say.
Srixon golf balls. And I play Srixons.
Okay.
So that's an endorsement, I guess.
Interesting.
But soft feel.
Okay.
Very soft feel. Longer distance, which I need. So that's great. Thank you, Big
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can't go wrong with golf balls.
Go wrong.
And I had Orion, so I'm giving you mine.
Oh.
And Orion, if I could tell you this, Hannah, one of our singers here, she is going to study agriculture engineering in college.
Who?
Hannah.
Are you really?
Most likely.
You're going to build tractors and combines, and we need people like you. Because we are not graduating enough ag engineers. We're importing them from China and Southeast Asia, so good for you.
Where do you want to go to school?
I'm not sure yet.
Illinois. Pick Illinois.
Can you get her
in? Told you.
You got a guy? You got a guy? Orion can get you in. No problem. I feel like I'll take him up on that. Secret Santa?
Secret Santa?
I Googled gifts for farmers.
You did not.
I did.
Okay.
That's some soap.
Pig soap. Or a soap pig.
Everyone
is
needs
it on
that
a rope?
Orion.
And it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it has a tail. I could probably tie it there.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Okay.
Those are magnets.
Oh, they're magnets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you go. Thank you. And they look like bottle caps with pictures in them.
Can you hold it up for
the
TV cameras?
Are?
Yeah, where's it? I don't know TV camera is.
Right over here?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
They look like bottle caps.
Is that
what they are?
Yes, and they have pictures of pigs on it. It says, I think,
those are
keep
cute.
Calm, hug a pig.
I will, yes, okay. I will make use of it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very much.
Do you have a stainless steel refrigerator? Because you can only put them on the side.
Don't be a buzzkill.
It'll work on our refrigerator.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it'll work.
Their Glory will be thrilled to add some pig magnets to the
She will. Yes.
Do you use the pig soap or do you just put it in a dish and you can't touch it with
no,
the good
I'm gonna
towels?
I'm going to use it.
He has a cute smile.
It's from the Smiling Piggies. It's Smiling Piggies soap.
I wonder what the scent is, Orion.
It will not be what you think.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Big O.
Big O, it's good to see you.
Thank you.
Okay, how about we have him do a song into a commercial? Can we do that?
Sure.
Sounds good. Jingle Bells? You don't have to look in your book for Jingle Bells. Come on. Really? Hersey High School Choir.
Dashing through the snow, little one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, drinking spirits bright, what fun it is to ride and sing. A sleighing song tonight, oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN. This hour on CLTV and WGN is brought to you by Ludigo.com. It is 9:52. In studio with us is the Hersey High School Choir, and we have the choir director, Sarah Michael, again, for people that are just tuning in. Where are you guys going to be today?
So after this, we go to a safe haven, and this is a place that helps people who are homeless and having struggles. And I think the thing that's amazing about the organization is they get to the root of the problem and help them, give them training and get them back on their feet, and provide housing for people who need it as well. So we'll be there after we're done here. And then this afternoon, we're going to go to Salvation Army locations over on State Street, like Macy's as our anchor area. And
you're dressed up today, so if people are headed downtown, yes, and you see a choir singing on the corner, it's these guys from Hersey High School. Just an FYI.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, we are in costumes from the Charles Dickens time period. And so we're going to go there and just provide some relief for the Salvation Army workers. And then we're going to have a little bit of fun and go by the Bean, go by Chris Kindle Market, all those kind of touristy places that are a little bit
you're
more
downtown. You might
as
well do that.
Yeah.
And you sing the whole way.
Yeah, we normally we get kicked out of the Bean, and that's just, you know, kind of what we do.
All right, I've had enough of your singing.
Yep.
Keep going. Okay.
They basically stay for one or two songs, and then we find a location in the park and sing. And,
okay.
And just, you know, people stop by, and then we go to Chris Kindle Market, same thing. We're right in front of the tree, and we just sit there and or stand there and sing and just spread some holiday spirit and get people in the mood.
That's what it's all about. You're going to do one more song for us?
Yes. Are you guys ready?
Let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Ba-doom-doo. When we finally kiss goodbye, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, oh, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
Snow, let it snow.
That is fantastic. The Hersey High School Choir. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you so much for coming in. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having
continued
us.
Success.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday season.
We're live on CLTV at 720 WGN.